The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Start taking care of your liver with Liver Health Formula. You throw everything at your liver. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. You shouldn't. And that's why so many people have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes you gain weight and lose energy. An all-natural supplement, which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Liver Health Formula is manufactured right here in the USA and approved by American doctors. Now, when you try Liver Health Formula, you'll also get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Visit GetLiverHelp.com/Dana and take advantage of this special offer. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Dana. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions daily. So take care of your liver with Liver Health Formula and get a free bonus gift at GetLiverHelp.com/Dana.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So I got to understand. I'm trying to understand this article. It says a Florida man hurled a rock through the windshield that hit a driver in the face during a road rage fit. And he threw this rock at the victim's vehicle. If he was charged with throwing a missile in the vehicle, these two drivers, they had a road rage. They were traveling eastbound State Road 100, and one guy was driving a Ford F-150. The other, did you just have a rock with you? I'm trying to understand this. It was probably like a golf ball sized rock. I'm like, how does that even work? Anyway, it hit the guy in the face. And he was taken into jail, criminal mischief, simple battery. He was released from Flagler County Jail after posting $16,500 bond. Dang. That's crazy. Guys, don't get that. Like, stop. It is not worth your freedom, your life, your money to, like, get upset over it. Just stop. This guy is GOAT. Oh, my gosh. A Florida man. I can't watch his video. I don't like getting around in, like, tall grass with snakes. This Florida man caught a massive 16-foot python with his bare hands, his actual bare hands. A young man, it's a teenager. He caught this thing. It was one of those big giant Burmese pythons. Jack Cronin, 18 years old, his first ever catch. That's your first catch. Can you imagine going out? All these other cats have been going out, and he immediately gets a 16-foot-long Burmese python because they have to hunt. They're invasive. So he's gotten a lot of national attention. It was the Florida Python Challenge. It's a competition to remove the invasive snake because they're destroying the Everglades. And so he caught it barehanded, 16-foot-long. This video is giving me the willies. Anyway, cool. Congratulations to Jack Cronin. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations. And this 12 gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12 gauge pump action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells and with dual tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC weapons.com. Because this is going to bring us to Robert L. Peters. So you're wondering, if you haven't woken up to this headline, you're probably thinking, Dana, why do I care about Robert L. Peters? Who is this? Well, it's Mr. Peters. Bob Peters. That's who it is. Well, why should I care about that? Why should you care, they asked Kane. Because it just so happens, dun, 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 that's Biden's secret name that he used for dealing with Ukrainian business. What? Oh, yes, yes. So, remember back in, this was in 2015 when he pushed for the firing of Shokin during the official, his visit to Ukraine. What position? Can you remind everybody what role Joe Biden had in 2015, please?
He was the vice president of the United States.
Oh, that's right. Yes, thank you. Vice president of the United States. Yes, thank you. So in 2015, that's when he was pushing for the firing of Shokin. 2018, he was bragging about it. He actually said, he told this audience, I'm telling you, you're not getting the billion. I got to stop here because this is so asinine. Literally everything that Joe Biden said and did here is exactly what the left said that Trump did on the call, but he didn't do when you listen to the call. Because remember, they made the transcript public. Literally not at all what Trump did, but it's literally verbatim what Biden said that he did. He said, you're not getting the $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving. And if the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch, you got fired. That was his direct quote. You guys remember it? So Comer issued a request to get all these unredacted materials in which Joe Biden used the name Robert L. Peters. By the way, do you remember the email, or not email, it was the text. It was the text in which Hunter Biden called his own dad, Pedo Pete. Do you guys remember that? Kane just, his eyebrows went to the ceiling. Yeah, do you remember that? He referred to him as Pedo Pete. Look it up. See? Now it makes sense, does it not? It makes sense. He called him Pedo Pete, so it makes a little bit of sense here. Yeah. So Robert L. Peters. And like, for instance, email messages, all these email messages related to Burisma and Ukraine were sent to Robert L. Peters. Bob Peters. Oh, man, I'm made of jokes right now. Just keep it on track, Dana. It's not even 10 minutes into the show. Okay, let's try to keep it on track. Okay, I'm trying really hard. So this is maybe, I'm going to forever now of calling Pedo Pete. I'm actually, I agree with what one of the commenters said, that they're surprised he didn't go with Richard Peters, but okay. I mean, I'm actually surprised too. So this is, that just seems very, I guess he thought he was going to be able to use this name, and then that was it. So Comer's saying, no, we're not doing this. Turn everything over. I mean, if you're going to do some sock puppetry, you got to, A, do it better than this, and B, not be so damn obvious. But, you know, I bet the defense, and this is what's already floating out there, well, commercial use. How are you using something for commercial use when you're vice president of the United States? You're vice president of the United States and you're engaging in business with foreign entities. That's still no excuse. Is the argument that, well, you know, I used a different name for it, so there's the separation. That's not what they're saying, but they're going to say it. I swear to you. If it gets to that point, that's what's going to happen. He was trying to hide his involvement. He's so uninvolved, Kane, he literally came up with a different name. No, say it. What are you going to say? You're coming up with something smart over there. I'm here for it.
I'm just saying it's just like all the LLCs, like all those 20 LLCs to try and hide the funneling of money. He's now using a pseudonym, or was using a pseudonym, to hide where that money's
gone.
No,
it was to talk about the weather. Kane.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't use a pseudonym to talk about the weather?
Me.
You don't?
No.
What the hell's wrong with you? It's un-American. Okay. I mean, you should have a pseudonym to talk about the weather. I'm just saying. There's so many jokes here. Comer said, this is the National Archives. So when you see NARA, this is the National Archives. They have to archive everything. So Comer wants anything, any document that has to do with Richard L. Peters. Robert L. Peters. You know what? It's so hard. Oh, man, this never is going to end, is it? We're just going to walk into a bunch of Freudian double entendres here. That's all we're doing. It's difficult today. Thank you. So they're looking for unrestricted special access. What was it that they said during, oh gosh, who was that? Mueller is coming. It's all you heard. All you saw on Twitter. Okay, can we say that about Comer now? I just want to aggravate some people and just say that a whole bunch on social media, because that's all we heard. It's all I saw. Everyone was telling me, if a leftist disagreed with you, Mueller is coming. For what? So this, they said to further the investigation, the committee, House Oversight, needs to review these documents. I agree. These documents need reviewed. I don't know. Robert L. Peters.
What's the L stand for?
What does the L stand for? Loser? I don't know. What is that? This looks really, it does look dangerous. So they had a four point guideline. This is what they want. They said they want all these documents and anything, any information described below. And they said they want them by the end of this month. The first is complete unredacted versions of all documents. Kane is killing me right now. Tell them what the L stands for.
The L stands for LLCs.
Okay.
Yeah.
They want complete unredacted versions of all the documents from this case number. They said, two, any document or communication, which is a pseudonym for Vice President Joe Biden, was included as either a sender, a recipient, copied, or was included in the contents of the document or communication, including but not limited to Robert Peters, Robin Ware, J.R.B. Ware. Three, any document or communication which Hunter Biden, Eric Schwerin, Devin Archer was included, either as a sender, recipient, copied, or was included in the contents of the document or communication. And then four, all drafts from November 1st, 2015 to December 9th, 2015 of Vice President Biden's speech delivered to the Ukrainian Rada on December 9th, 2015. Two and four are going to be interesting. Interesting. I mean, for him. Very interesting for Biden. I mean, particularly that we at least know that, you know, he was already talking about leveraging this $1 billion to get what he wants. The other thing, too, they always said, oh, no, there's an absolute wall between what my family does for business and then my responsibilities as vice president. Not if you're Richard L. Peters, it doesn't. Right. Gosh, can I get over the L, man? Look, can you just imagine being in that brain trust's room while they're strategizing? I'll just call myself Richard L. Peters. Robert L. Peters. Same thing. Why the L? Oh, it looks official. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Interesting story. Do you guys remember the dude who fired a shot in the air and he was shooting his gun in the air and starting fires during the riots in Kenosha back in 2020? Okay, so this guy's name, Joshua Zeminski. Remember him? Now he's facing new criminal charges for alleged crimes committed last month while he was out on bond. Him and his wife of Racine were charged Wednesday in the Kenosha County Circuit Court with numerous felonies for allegedly attempting to rob a Kenosha man at knife point late last month. They were charged with armed burglary, robbery with threat of force, intimidation, false imprisonment. Oh my gosh, this goes on forever. Unauthorized use. There's a lot of charges. That's all you need to know. He was also charged with felony bail jumping. $100,000 cash bond is what they're being held on. He's the guy who was firing his gun in the air. Remember, just the totally perfectly peaceful guy that the left wanted to defend back during the Kenosha riots. Mm-hmm. Charges against Alec Baldwin could be refiled. Duh. As a forensic report shows a trigger that the trigger on the gun had to be pulled in one of the stupidest developments known to man. Like, they really just figured out now that the gun, you had to actually squeeze the trigger in order to make it fire. Independent testing on the weapon showed that it had to be pulled, they said, the Forensic Service Sciences of Arizona states. Well, duh. It's funny, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed pled not guilty. She's the armorer whose trial set for December 6th. She's up for the exact same charges as Alec Baldwin, but Alec Baldwin gets a pass because of his name. Yeah, they go after the woman armorer, but Alec Baldwin, the guy who hired her, the guy whose safety it was the responsibility, he was responsible for safety on set as the executive producer. Arguing against that is example one-on-one and not knowing how film sets work and how production works and how hiring armorers work. He gets to walk, but she's got her trial set. Unreal. So they said charges could be refiled because as it turns out, you do have to pull the trigger to make the gun work. Wow. Barbie becomes the biggest Warner Brothers movie ever at domestic box office, even beating The Dark Knight. And you know why? Because it's Barbie. I think that you could have had anybody in it, anybody directing it, and people would have gone out to see it because it is about a worldwide toy. I think people discount that and they're acting like this is a bigger phenomenon than it is. Anyway, it becomes this huge hit. It's like $1 billion, and I think they're already planning for a sequel. So I can't wait to see a bunch of grown women wearing pink talking about going and seeing a movie about a doll. Yay, again. Britney Spears split with her weirdo guy who I think just married her for her money. This is sad. I feel like she's like on this downward spiral and mental illness, and no one is there to help her because they're worried about angering her fan base in the press. People are either scared of her fans or they're scared about their bottom line, and it's just sad. Let's see. The U.S. mortgage rate climbed to 7.16%, matching the highest since 2001. Oh, Bidenomics at work, and U.S. Steel, the first $1 billion company, is nearing an end. The guy who did the Richmond north of Richmond. And it is just insane to me how the way that Richmond north of Richmond, the song that just exploded, Oliver Anthony is the guy who was recorded singing it. His criticisms, and they're trying to put this on Wikipedia as though it's gospel truth. Wikipedia is garbage. I've told you about this. The people who edit Wikipedia, they hate conservatives. They hate me. Oh my gosh, they hate me so bad. There's so much stuff that is not even remotely true. Like for me on my Wikipedia stuff, it's not even, Wikipedia is inadmissible in a court of law. Case in point, when I came out with, I guess it was my third book, they were not going to allow me to put my third book up there. And we found out because my publisher tried to add the third book and they're stupid busy. But these people, they sit around and they get Democrat welfare and all they do is fight on Wikipedia. They actually fought with my publisher and they would not allow them to put my third book on. And they kept saying, well, it's because you need at least three articles saying that she wrote it. And it has to be from sources we like. I'm not kidding you. That was like the discussion. My publisher sent it over and they were like, we just wanted you to see how ridiculous this is. Crazy stuff. But they'll allow stuff that's entirely fraudulent, like not even remotely true, to be put up just because a couple of progressives say it. So it's garbage. The reason I bring this up is because they're going at this guy, this Oliver Anthony. So for instance, I guess some stupid progressive decided to write a piece saying that inflation is make-believe. So they're criticizing Oliver Anthony and his song, and they're saying, quote, the song's lyrics revolve around common right-wing talking points like inflation, high taxes, child trafficking, and welfare abuse. So these are all things that are apparently, did you know child trafficking is apparently a right-wing thing that's just made up? Did you know that? Steve, would you like to ask your question? Steve, I can hear the sarcasm in his voice on Slack. I can hear it. He didn't even say nothing. I can hear it.
If that's the song you want to go after for its lyrics, I mean, can you look at any rap song ever? Like they don't listen to that type of stuff?
Apparently. I mean, I would love to know what these critics actually listen to. But yeah, they're saying, oh no, high taxes. It's a right-wing talking point, and oh, the inflation is a right-wing talking point. Welfare abuse is a right-wing talking. I mean, I went and I looked because apparently the editors are fighting over it, and I was looking at their citations. So you have, it's like, I don't know, like Slate or Salon, one of the progressive S sites. They're actually writing that, and this is getting cited, and they're trying to say no, child trafficking isn't real. This is what right-wingers made up. Oh my gosh. Talk about being so desperate to own the other side that you're willing to overlook such depraved evil. Oh my gosh. Can you reach people like this? This brings me to my next question. The people who get this politically indignant, can you actually reach those people? Because I've given up. Like, the people who are genuinely curious, those are the people I care about. The ones, these people, it's like, have you ever seen that, I'll be quick, the movie Warm Bodies? You should watch it. It's a zombie movie, but not the way you think. It's amazing. There's a difference. There's the zombies, and then there's what they call the bonies. The bonies have lost their humanity so much so that they can never, ever find a pathway back to it. The zombies aren't yet all the way gone. And as long as they see humanity and experience kindness and love, then they find a pathway back to humanity. That's kind of what it is.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.